Blog Talk Radio.
Mind, body, and soul. Let's go on a journey together. This is Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time for your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, yours truly, Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey of purpose to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live your dreams is the focus. You see, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. In our last installment, we looked at letting go, and we evaluated this process of a time of various things. For everything under the sun, under the heavens, there is a season for everything. And so if you missed last week's let go, there's a time for everything, I encourage you to go to our archive so that you can get a sample taste of that as well, because we're going to take a different look, a different point of view around mind, body, and soul specifically, and what is it that you need to let go of to walk in greater wholeness, mind, body, and soul. And so our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with our all-star in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, I open with this question of what do you need to do to let go of? What is it that you need to let go of to walk in wholeness, mind, body, and soul? And I really want to encourage you to lean in. If you don't already have your notepads, your pens, laptops, desktops, iPads, whatever it is that you need to capture the notes, you need to grab it, because we're going to go on a journey of discovery together with our all-star in-studio guests, and we're going to explore this very question. And this is a key question on our journey, and so I'm real excited about it as we go into today's Wellness Monday. Each week, each first Monday of the month, we have Wellness Mondays, and we're growing mind, body, and soul. And we understand that health is the greatest wealth, but health is not just our physical bodies. Health is being healthy in your mind and having a healthy soul. So we're focusing mind, body, and soul. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask you, our global listening audience, take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little or handsome little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, and I say old school in email because that is kind of old school today. Mm-hmm. A message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, do what you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we couldn't do it without you. And so on today's installment of Motivational Monday, in today's Wellness Monday series, the question again raised is, what do you need to let go of, mind, body, and soul, to be whole? Woo! Every time I hear the topic, there's something that shakes on the inside of me that's saying, ooh, there's some things we have to deal with, and I'm right at the front of the boat with you, because we're all in process. We're building, as I stated on last week's discussion on a time for everything and letting go. I'm going to bring in our all-star studio guests, and I have to say, having the amazing honor, the distinguished honor to share with each of these ladies and be in partnership with them on our health and wellness journey, understanding that health is the greatest wealth. It brings me great joy to share with them every first Monday of the month for our Wellness Mondays, the Global Wellness Coders. And I get so excited because each of us have a unique way in which we were drawn together, and collectively how we have come together in our partnership for health and wellness and our focus as the Global Wellness Coders. And speaking of Global Wellness Coders, one who I call affectionately Lady Tabitha, her name is Tabitha Smith. And wow, when I tell you, she is a powerhouse in her own right. She founded Global Wellness Coders. And I always like to just ask Lady Tabitha, again, as I affectionately call her, to just share how the Global Wellness Coders came into effect. And so, Lady Tabitha, I want to bring you in, and then we'll bring in our other All-Star Studio guests and just move into this conversation. And as well, I know you're on the heels of literally still in the midst of your vacation and celebrating the Independence Holiday this weekend. So thank you for your sacrifice and doing this show on the road and being so dedicated and committed. Lady Tabitha. Lady Tabitha. All right. Well, looks like we lost Lady Tabitha. Dr. V, I'm going to bring in Dr. Veronica Wilson. Dr. Veronica Wilson is the other side of the Global Wellness Coders, and we'll wait for Lady Tabitha to reconnect. It looks like because she's on the road, her line dropped. And so Dr. Veronica Wilson is, again, a powerhouse in her own right. And the three of us make up the Global Wellness Coders, and we're building a team of individuals, of life changers focused on health and wellness. Dr. Veronica, how was your weekend? And welcome, and do tell us any setup information that you want to share about your establishment of your health and wellness journey.
Well, Coach Adams, good to be with you this evening. I am still celebrating. I have a husband who loves to celebrate family, and I, too, love to celebrate family and friends and just the holidays. So we were camping for 4 days, and your topic that you reminded of us of is so relevant for such a time as this, I think. While on the camping trip, I was with a group of people I had just met who were my husband's friends, and they were a group of, I'd say, chefs. They just cook every day. There was a wonderful meal, and I mean more food than we could possibly eat. They actually rented the whole side of one resort, and we had the whole side by the water, but it was just food constantly coming. And our topic today is things we need to let go of. And as you all know, I focus on the body. Out of the three of us, I'm the more senior in age. So I really feel like I have to focus on my body. I want to keep this tempo healthy. I don't want to get age and find out that I can't do things for myself because I didn't eat right, I didn't exercise, I didn't take proper care of my body. And, you know, as I was thinking of the topic, I thought of one of my favorite scriptures, holy scriptures, and it says, so a man thinketh, so is he. And, you know, that was a challenge for me to these last 4 days with all that wonderful food. They wouldn't let us give them any money. They didn't want any help. We brought our own food. We ended up taking it back without even cooking because we didn't know what to expect, but we wanted to be prepared. So they had all this wonderful food all around the clock until you went from the time you woke up to the time you went to bed. But I had to make a conscious decision that I wasn't going to eat it all, eat every time they ate and eat every time a wonderful dish was set out on the table. I really had to make that decision because I'm focused on my body. And as we all know, and we said in previous shows, it's really a fight to get the results that you want to get for your body. It's not automatic. You don't just age and have this perfect, healthy body. It's just not realistic because we live in the world system, and for all of you godless lovers who are listening, we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We have forces that want to take us away from the things of God that want to take us away from our health, that want to take us away from thinking correctly, from doing correctly. So I have four bullet points. One of them is just negativity. The other one is negative thoughts. The other one is negative words. And the last one is negative actions. So I thought of that scripture, so a man thinketh, so is he. We have to have the actions that line up with the results we want to get. And we can see that in the natural realm. When a person wants to be a professional at playing ball or an athlete or whatever, you diligently do what it takes to get there. So when it comes to our bodies, we have to diligently do what it takes. And a lot of our thoughts in regards to food are, and a lot of sicknesses are not hereditary, it's more habitual. We fell into a habit of cooking the same way our parents cooked for generations, and then we get the same results. Things like diabetes, things like, you know, allergies, things that could be avoided if we put more attention into the result we wanted. So I'm kind of focused there on getting proper results for this body. As we age out, you know, I want to be like Jesus. I want to give up the ghost. I don't want to be going out with sickness and disease. I don't want to experience torture and car accidents. And I want to be alert. I want to eat, learn the proper and, you know, really discipline myself to get God kind of results, because we can live a good life and a good long life. It's promised to us. So I guess that's where I'm at for the start of our conversation tonight, Coach Adams.
You know, and I so appreciate that, Dr. Veronica, and we do have Lady Tabitha back engaged with us, and we'll bring her in just a moment. But one of the things that I love that you touched on, and of course we're going to dig into mind, and if there's oftentimes synergy between the points that we're bringing, because there is this connection of quote-unquote mind, body, soul, this trinity that makes us who we are. But one of the things that I love that you brought out, and I just had a conversation, interestingly enough, with one of my uncles, and he just turned today, he just turned 64. And we were talking about some of what you just spoke and didn't know you were going to share that the mindset of many is that I got to get sick when I get older and my body's going to fail. And then, you know, this downward spiral of these things that it doesn't have to be your story. And what's so interesting and why I touched on that is because my uncle is 64. And I told him, I said, man, you are without question, you are truly the new, you know, 48-ish in your 64 years, because he looks amazing. He's so vibrant and, you know, has taken good care of his body and all of that. And so if we take care of our body, as you were stating, it will definitely serve us. You know, as I think about what is it that we have to let go, we're talking about what is it that you have to let go of so that you can live a more whole life. Now, obviously, none of us are perfect. None of us can walk on water. At least, I don't think. I know I can't. Dr. Veronica, can you walk on water? I just want to make sure.
Not since the last time I tried. I can't even swim.
Lady Tabitha, I'm just checking in. Can you walk on water?
Not at all.
I say that because we all have imperfections. Each and every one of us have imperfections. The goal is to minimize those imperfections. And Lady Tabitha, it's so great to hear your voice. I know that you're on the road, and I was honoring you for just really pressing through to honor your commitment while on the heels of sharing time with the family over this Independence weekend. You want to share with us what your weekend looked like? I know you were on a fishing boat and all of that. You know, did you catch some fish? Tell us about your vacation.
Yes, yes. Did I catch fish? I caught 15 fish. Oh, my goodness.
How exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it was so exciting. I've been planning this and desiring to learn how to fish. I've been deep sea fishing, but to learn how to fish, you know, and it was just incredible. We were with family, and I got firsthand lessons. Not only did I catch the fish, I put the worm on the hook, took the worm out the fish mouth, cleaned the fish, scaled them. So I'm excited. I'm going to go home and fry them for my family. So I'm overjoyed.
Nice. I love it. You know, I have fond memories growing up going fishing with my grandfather. My grandfather was a fisher, although I am allergic to fish. Fishing with my grandfather is just a great time of bonding. And one of the things that my grandfather used to love to make was a fish stew. So he would do the fish in this tomato base with, you know, bell peppers and onions and chilies and all of these seasonings and spices and bay leaf and all of that. And it would just have this richness of flavor and serve that over rice. I, again, am allergic. I couldn't eat it, but it just smelled good through the house, looked good. Everyone enjoyed the yummy yummies of that, and it was just amazing. I know one year I tried to have it, and I went into anaphylactic shock, so that's when we realized, yes, you really can't have fish because I love my seafood. I can have shelled fish, but not regular fish. But I love that, so thank you for sharing. As we go into, we've touched a little bit on body. We're going to dig into the mind, and there was some synergy around what Dr. Veronica stated in her four bullets that we're going to dig into a little bit deeper. But, you know, what is it that we have to let go of so that we're able to live a healthier life, mind, body, and soul? Well, as it relates to the mind, we have to let go of those dead thoughts of the past. Those dead thoughts of the past. Those dead thoughts of that breakup back in the day that you hear that song and it gets you in that place of, oh, woe is me. You start to go in the spiral down and you start to think about those dead thoughts of the past. We cannot change what has already occurred in our lives. Whatever those dead thoughts are, they don't bring you life. They will not bring life, but rather they continue to suck you in to this downward spiral. Maybe it's not the dead thoughts, but rather it's the negative thinking. You know, for those that are regular listeners, you've heard me. This is one that I speak on. You can't get away from it very often, the negative thinking. Because it's been stated that we receive one positive word to 25 negative words. The whole process of understanding that is all of us have negative thoughts because of those words that have been spoken into our lives. And Dr. Veronica touched briefly on those negative words. Those negative thoughts that have been deposited based on those negative words, oh, you are not going to do or be anything. Yo mama wasn't nothing. Yo daddy was low down. This is all those negatives. You can't, you won't. All of the negative thoughts that begin to rise up, and many of us, and I say this often, we entertain negativity. We entertain the negative thoughts. We're setting the table for it. We're saying, come on, pull up a seat. We have the name placard, negative thoughts here. You sit here. We give it the beautiful linen and china and all of that, and we're serving it up. We're entertaining the negative thoughts. But we have to let go of those dead thoughts that don't bring life, those negative thoughts that are based on those words that have been spoken, those disappointments of the past. You're seeing that there's a trend. All of what I'm talking about has to do with those issues and conditions of the past. Those disappointments of the past, and now you have this file of, oh, I tried to get healthy, and it didn't work in the past, and I was disappointed. I, you know, sacrificed for 2 days, and I got on the scale, and I didn't lose any weight, and so now you're disappointed. The disappointment of the past, those past disappointments, and you're holding on to that in this now moment, and you won't let it go, but it's already gone. And I liken that to driving a car looking backwards. If you're driving a car looking backwards, you are sure to crash. There are times when people are looking back and they still crash and they're backing up. So you cannot drive looking back. Are there times when we reflect back? Yes. But we have to let go of those dead thoughts, those negative thoughts. We have to let go of those disappointments of the past. Those past failures, whatever those past failures are, you have to let that go. You can't hold on to those past failures and say, well, now I don't want to try because of the failures of the past. This is the thing that I've grown in the wisdom of understanding from my mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, that in order to succeed only once, we have to be willing to fail often. Just have that willingness to fail often. But many of us are not willing to try because of past failures. And so we get stuck. And we're afraid to try because of the issues of the past. Well, hey, get out of your comfort zone and just try. So what do I need to let go of as it relates to the condition of my mind, those past failures that are haunting me, those past failures that keep rising up and they're telling me I can't because of what has happened in the past? The discouragement of the past. Someone, you said, yay, I am going to get fit. I am going to write the book. I am going to start a business, and you're excited. And they come in and discourage you. It's like they pop your balloon. They pop your bubble. They let the wind out of your sail, and it becomes a discouragement of the past, and you're holding on to that. You're embracing it. You won't let it go. You have to let go of those dead thoughts, those negative thoughts and words, the negative disappointments of the past failures, the past discouragement. And you have to let go of the losses of the past. Grieve and move forward. Grieve and move on, whatever those losses may be. It could have been a loss of a job, a loss of a pet, a loss of a loved one, a loss of a relationship. Whatever the losses are, you have to let them go. So as it relates to being healthy, mind, body, and soul, mind, these are some of the things. And I just wanted to give you some nuggets to process and chew on, to recognize what is it that I need to let go of. And so with that, I'm going to toss it back over to Dr. Veronica. Do you have some more richness that you want to share us on? What is it, Dr. Veronica, that we need to let go of to walk in greater wholeness in our bodies? And one of the things is Dr. Veronica is transitioning from mute. I want to share this, and I shared this with her, and I was so transparent with sharing this with the Global Wellness Coders this past week. I told them, you know, I realized that I had to let go of the word of the foodie. Why do I have to let go of that? Because every time I speak it, I'm giving life to it. And it's a condition of the past as I'm moving into being healthy and whole in this season. still in process, but I realize because the Global Wellness Coders are part of our name, Coder, is that we are decoding those things that are preventing us. We're unlocking the code of those things to know how do I become a greater and higher version of myself. And the way in which we do that is by decoding those areas that are defeating us, those areas that are not serving us, whatever it may be. And so I recognize that I have to stop speaking life, foodie, because every time I speak life to the foodie, I get into my comfort zone of, okay, well, that's my excuse because I'm a foodie, hey, and I'm celebrating in that. But in order for me, Dr. Veronica, I'm so happy I hear your voice laughing with me, but in order for me to move to a new now, I have to release that condition of the past because I use it as an excuse. I'm a foodie, hey, that's my thing. Do what I want to do, you know? And so, Dr. Veronica, give us some additional thoughts on what is it that we have to let go of? Because this is the thing. If our mind, body, and soul are not healthy, we're not going to fulfill our purpose and our assignment. And you know it all comes back to that for me, ultimately. So give us some thoughts on what do I need to let go of to have a healthier body? You know, I got my pen ready.
You know, some things are just also subtle. Just like you mentioned, the fact that you always jokingly say to us, I'm the foodie. And I was just sitting here, and the Holy Spirit just kind of checked me because as you were talking and you asked if I could walk on water, I said, no, I can't, and I can't even swim. And I confessed that, but actually I do swim. I now survive. I don't enjoy swimming, and that's probably what I should have said. I don't enjoy swimming. But when I think about why I don't enjoy swimming, is because when I was 10 years old, my baby cousin, who was about 7 years old, went into the lake and never came back. She drowned. And so swimming after that wasn't an enjoyable experience for me. But here I am, an adult, and I'm still, you know, I still have those feelings about, you know, swimming. I know I can swim to survive and get out of a situation probably if it's not too terrible of a situation. But it just, you know, I thought about the words I used. I spoke that just like you spoke foodie into your life. I've been speaking for all these years that I can't swim when actually I could swim before she drowned. And I can swim a little now. I've had a pool at my house and I didn't even get in the deep end. I gave many parties and everyone else enjoyed the swimming pool, but I would sit with my feet in the shallow end. So I'm going to go back to that scripture again. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So those negative thoughts produce negative words, and those negative words produce negative actions in us. And so I'm just really looking at the woman in the mirror and learning to discipline myself beyond my comfort zone. I think you touched on something about the comfort zone earlier, Coach Adams. And, you know, the flesh doesn't like, the human body, the flesh doesn't like to go into unfamiliar ground. We don't like change, really, unless we know that it's coming with something exciting and something pleasurable. But the unknown, we really don't like to experience unless we can kind of know how it's going to end. But it's not always that way. So sometimes we have to challenge ourselves to get a little uncomfortable, to, like Coach said, sometimes to win, you have to fail a few times. And I was just thinking of that, and I was thinking about how we have to keep growing. We can never get comfortable at just where we're at. And that's in regards, I'm specifically talking about the body. So even in our thoughts in regards to food, and you guys know I'm real big on the food thing because I trace it all the way back to Genesis. you know, there was a lot of temptation always around pleasure in ourselves. And if we look at the way of the world, there's a lot of temptation around pleasuring yourself. And food is one of the most popular things. You know, when you see a person, you haven't seen them in a long time. Oh, let's meet up. Let's have lunch. You know, I think we have to challenge ourselves to change some of those things. How about let's go for a walk and let's go pray as we walk. Let's walk through the community and pray for this community. And we still get some good fellowship, spend some good time. We get some exercise, but we didn't sit around the table doing what's comfortable to us, doing what's familiar. You know, I think things like that, just small things. And I look at my life challenging myself like I should have did much earlier in life, like a athlete who's disciplining themselves to get the expected end result. And that's what I'm doing in the area of food and the area of calling back my words. I had to bring that up about when I said I couldn't swim, because actually I was negative and not quite the whole story, the whole truth. So I call those words back in because I actually can't swim a little bit. I don't like to. And maybe I need to rethink all of that. But I'm just thinking about how subtle our words and our thoughts turn into actions. So I'm just thinking, Coach, as we sit here and have this conversation, how subtle, you know, it is to have the wrong result or the wrong action.
You know, I agree with you, Dr. Veronica. And one of the things that I think, as you were processing and sharing, that came up for me is that we have to let go of what we have grown accustomed to eating. Like you said in your opening, you shared that the illnesses are not necessarily, you know, genetic and a part of our family history and all of that. It's that we, and I heard this in a documentary, heard about this in a documentary as well, that we are eating the same things. So you, it looks like, oh, okay, diabetes runs in their family and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but it's because they're eating, we're eating the same food. So I think that one of the things that we have to let go of is our view around food and what we have grown accustomed to eating. Like I have a very a wide palate, a broad palate. I like a lot of different, you know, variations of foods and different things. Well, my family is from Louisiana on my dad's side, on my grandparents' side. I would go to Louisiana as a child often. And so, you know, I've eaten a lot of stuff. It would probably grow. Some people are like, really, you ate that? Growing up as a little girl. And so, you know, when you think about that, shifting, letting go of some of those things that we may have been eating that don't serve us. I want to come over to Lady Tabitha, and thank you so much, Dr. Veronica, for sharing those thoughts. Lady Tabitha, you know, our soul, we're talking about what is it that we have to let go of so that we can live a fuller, wholer life. What are some of the things that we have to let go of? So mind, we've talked about. Body, we've talked about. Now we are connecting with our soul. What are some of those things that you feel we need to let go of? And again, ultimately it comes back to, as I know each of you would agree, that our temples are whole, strong, and able to fulfill the capacity of our assignment that we've been called to. But if our mind is a hot mess and jacked up and our bodies is falling apart and is depleted and, you know, deteriorating, we have issues. Houston, we have a problem. We can't fulfill our assignment and the purpose that we've been created for. So, Lady Tabitha, what are your thoughts on soul? What do we need to let go of?
Coach, first I want to say thank you so much for inviting the Global Wellness Coders on Motivational Mondays. I'm enjoying the show myself and taking notes. I've enjoyed your words of wisdom as well as Dr. Veronica's, and I love it because it's so authentic. You know, Dr. Veronica, And that's what people need and want and desire. You know, our listening audience, I know I respected it when she said, you know what, I call my words back. And she was able to decode right there in the moment. So I love that. I just wanted to say that. Thank you. And I'm enjoying the show and I'm taking notes. So one of the things for me during my prayer and meditation and then in my own journey, what I've done and what I am learning and what I have researched is that it is really important. I first really want to come in love to each one and speak to each one's spirit that's listening. That it's very important that, you know, I was looking at the scripture and Proverbs 1:7, and it says, fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, right? And we need wisdom and we need knowledge, but I want to change that word from fear to respect and honor. And the reason why I want to start there is because God, our creator, our power source, wants us to have an abundant life. But if you were raised to fear God, you know, you're going to be limited what you receive and what you understand. So I first wanted to start there just to give a gift as respect and honor because we need to delete fear out of our lives, period, out of our spirits, period. But that is our foundation because our God, our creator, created our soul, right, in our body and our mind. So the other thing that came to me is simple, but it's very true. Let's delete and let go of our frowns on our face and replace it with a smile. And you'll be very surprised that it's kind of like our mentors taught us in Vertical Leap. To be enthusiastic, we have to act enthusiastic. So if we smile, show up with a smile. Smile for yourself. That will change the environment and the weather on your face, the environment inside of you, in the weather inside of you as well as around you and the people that come in contact with you. And I just think that's really important, one of the things I found it works. The other thing that I would suggest is that we need to let go is hate. Haterism, they say it, right? That's a swag way to say it. But hate, unforgiveness, jealousy, having a covetous spirit, wanting something or someone that does not belong to you, taking dominion over other human beings. I always have, you know, I feel like I'm always challenged to come with the heavy things in the sense that I would be remiss if I did not say the truth. When we talk about getting our soul healthy, these are the things that I have to say to myself. And this is daily, a daily purge, a daily delete. Because someone can offend you, hurt you, you know, disrespect you. Things can happen every day, but we can't afford to carry those things around in our soul, in our spirit. Because eventually, as we know, all of our systems work together. Eventually, it's going to connect out to the other, and it's going to stop us from our purpose. Another thing on the list is checking our motives, letting go bad motives. Right? Examine your motives. This is one that I'm working on. Letting go being a perfectionist. It's not important. It actually hinders us to be perfectionist, right? Because you're always trying to perfect something. And Dr. Cindy Trim, shout out to her. And let's just replace that with excellence. It's a wonderful thing to strive for excellence. But excellence and perfection is two different things. Letting go of being stagnated and settled in your way. That was something that I totally had to when I met my when I met my husband, I was in retirement, you know. I felt like I had took my it was an early retirement, but I have pretty much worked, you know, as like a 60-year-old woman, but it was intentional on my part. So I was settled in my ways in a lot and stagnated where I had to pull that root up. And it wasn't easy. But there was sunshine on the other end of that choice and that decision, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, I mean,
yes.
I enjoyed it today. So I would encourage everyone to let go. And this is something that we could all benefit. And like Dr. Veronica said, the unknown, most of us don't want to move forward on the things that are unknown, especially if it hurts. And definitely when you have to make that change in your flesh, it's going to hurt, but it's okay. It's okay. I'd rather hurt, have that short time pain for a long time gratification, you know, and have abundant life. So that's one of the things I've learned. And then also letting go of your opinion and perspective. And I may get some pushbacks and arguments on that, but we got to remember that it is our opinion, it is our perspective. And how do we gather that data? How do we come to that conclusion? We come to that conclusion due to how you were raised, your environment, you know, your personal environment. Does that make it a fact? It just makes it your world. You may find out that you would benefit if you'd be willing to step back and look at a situation from someone else's perspective, someone else's opinion. You know, that saying, you know, walking in that person's shoes. I'm finding that that's really, really valuable. Sometimes people don't mean you any harm. They're just dealing with their perspective, their opinion, limited or expanded, right? So we all come from different
mm-hmm.
worlds, so we really have to take that into consideration. It's a tough one, but if you're willing, you are going to have a great harvest, guaranteed. Also, and, you know, allow God, seek God for some new beginnings, new ideas, a new perspective. If, you know, and God is able to do it, right? Do your research, ask the person questions, have conversations, and you'll find out that, wow, that's my perspective. That doesn't mean it's right because that's my opinion and my perspective. So check the facts, look at other things, and I talked about that. The other thing is I really feel it's important to create the new habits is like a daily cleansing. Right? We talk, you know, detox queen here, right? We talk about detoxing, but it's important that we do it more than just on Monday. Thank God for Monday, Motivational Mondays and Wellness Wednesdays, but we need to do this every day. And I'm the type of person, I'm very symbolic. So, you know, washing of the hands or, you know, taking a bath, a lot of times when I do something, there's something that I want to change about myself, I want to delete, you know, excuse me, simple as taking a bath or taking a shower, you know, I'm praying, I'm releasing, I'm changing, I'm letting things go. Also, like planting in the garden.
Uh-oh, sounds like we're losing our lady Tabitha. Wow. Dr. Veronica, what a richness that she is sharing, because this whole process of allowing our souls to grow in a healthier place and what we have to let go of, these are things that she was saying that are tough, that we really don't want to think about. For example, I'll just mention one, unforgiveness. We want to hold on to it because that person did us wrong and we feel justified, and so we're holding on to it. And we don't want to let that go, yet it affects our soul. Was there one that stood out for you? And Lady Tabitha, if you're hearing us, please don't hesitate to jump in, but I could hear you were breaking up. Dr. Veronica,
yes,
did any of the – oh, okay, perfect. We were losing you for a moment there. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Well, I just have a few more things I want to share, and then I want to hear what you ladies have to say. a lot of people don't talk about asking for forgiveness and being and repent, you know. And, you know, first repenting to your God, your the power source, right? Asking for forgiveness is very healthy. That's something that we need to do because in order to let go, and then
Lady Tabitha, it sounds like you're in a bad area and it's breaking up quite a bit. So we're struggling with hearing you, and the richness of what you have to say is so powerful. I don't know if we have to pause it there. We need to get you in a better area. I'm going to go to Dr. Veronica. Dr. Veronica, around the richness of what was shared, wow, I mean, such great nuggets on soul and what we need to let go of. I shared that unforgiveness, holding on to that was one that stood out because that's one that people struggle with and deal with all the time, and we often can feel justified in holding on to those things. What was something that she shared that stood out for you concerning soul and what we have to be able to let go of?
You know, she hit on so many nuggets. She dropped so many nuggets. She just really hit the ball out of the park on so many different areas. You too. But, you know, we love to bounce off of each other. One of the things that she tapped into was perfection. But that unforgiveness is so big. I think we need to even have another conversation on change and things to let go of because we just really tap the surface. But I was thinking okay. When she talked about perfection, I was thinking about how really when God says, be ye perfect for I am perfect, he really wants us to be mature. A lot of times people are, how can I be perfect? I'm in the skin suit. I'm in the flesh. And, you know, God knows perfection. But all he's asking us to do is be mature in him. That's what he's saying when he says, be ye perfect for I am perfect. He wants his people to be mature, constantly growing, constantly eating the word and getting the word kind of results, getting those desired results by trusting in him. And, you know, I'm not going into preaching because, you know, I love the word of God. But that's where I get my results from. That like Tabitha touched on opinions. My opinion is based on what God says and his outcome of what he already preordained before the foundation, before we were in our mother's womb. So if the Creator knew who we were and how he made us, I want to be connected to all of that. I want to get those kind of results because he says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and that you be in good health, even as your soul, which means your mind and all the things attached, your body. He wants everything about us to prosper. He's a good father. He's a good creator. So I just think she hit on so many things, Coach Adams. I don't know where to start.
I know. There okay. was such a great richness. Are you there, Lady Tabitha? We would love to have you jump
in. I am.
How's your audio?
Okay, great. Okay, great. I just want to share, just to close up, I want to just share a few things with our listening audience. And is that I want, you know, I just want to love on each person that's listening and even the ones that are listening on the replay. You know, some people would ask themselves, well, how do I know that my soul isn't healthy? So if you're feeling, if you have something healthy, I'm sorry, if you have something that's burdening your heart, it's heavy on your heart, then that's something you need to talk about. That's something you need to talk about, let it go, write it down, get it out so that you can let, you know, we're talking about letting go so that you can live that abundant life, right? If you're not comfortable in your skin, if you're not comfortable in your skin, that's a sign that there needs to be some adjustments made. You need to communicate, right? And then also, if you have reservations for looking a person in their eyes, there's something, you know, there's several reasons why you can, you know, or if even to talk to someone on the phone. You ever been hurt or offended, or but you just couldn't bring yourself to have a conversation? And you surely couldn't bring yourself to look a person in the eyes. So if we would just fight for our freedom and fight for the joy and the happiness and the peace and the abundant life that God has for us, force this flesh, force this body in alignment to bring your systems in alignment, then I know I'm experiencing this, a much freer lifestyle, freer mind, more peace. So that's all I wanted to share. And thank you again, Coach and Dr. Veronica, for being on the call.
Absolutely. And Lady Tabitha, you know, wow, you really started to bring us to this place. And this may be a subject that we have to dig in deeper and just really give a little bit more time to go into the different layers of what you shared. But one of the things that you touched on, of course, with this being Independence Weekend, and one of the things that was revealed to me, you know, around independence, that in order for us to, quote unquote, be free in our minds and in our souls and all of that, is this independence from the influences of others, the support of others, the outside in stuff, which connects back to what we were just talking about, soul. That's an inside out. We have to do the work inside out. We have to, and when we do that work, we're going to benefit, our bodies are going to be healthier, because when we're holding on to those things of unforgiveness and all of those things that you shared, the things that I shared and Dr. Veronica, that is going to affect our bodies, and our temples are not going to be able to withstand and maintain the capacity that they are designed for our purpose and our assignment. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by, and boy, how I love Mondays. Ladies, I thank you so much as we wind down today's show. We're right at that point of just a couple of minutes before the top of the hour, and we do have to close it out. I thank you so much for being here. It is always so great to share the richness that each of you have to share, and I want to say to our global listening audience, if you would like to get more information about starting your own health and wellness journey, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Maybe you want support with your vision and living life on purpose. Again, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. For our regular listeners, you know Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you, and a part of that extended leg is my partnership with the Global Wellness Coders and different resources that we have available to support you on your health and wellness journey. We can continue the conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum for Motivational Mondays. And Lady Tabitha, what is the Facebook group for the Global Wellness Coders?
It is the Global Wellness Coders. If you type that in, we will pop up. You'll see our faces.
And is it an open group for everyone?
It is for everyone. We would love for everyone to join us. We detox mind, body, and soul. We have natural products that we share with everyone, as well as our weekly call-in. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much. It's time to say ciao for now. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams here on Wellness Monday with Lady Tabitha Smith and Dr. Veronica Wilson and yours truly, Coach Adams. Looking forward to sharing with you on next week as we pick things up in our Shape Up series. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you. Thank